Life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Wednesday, August 7th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Let's see. Okay, I got a text message from Steve. I'm not really sure. Wondering why Frisky and Fairburn had yard signs in the eastern part of the UP, we could not vote for them. We are now part of the 108th. The far eastern part, Mackinac and Chippewa counties, Steve, are in the 107th. Are you talking about maybe Luce or one of the other counties next door? I'm not sure. But Mackinac County and Chippewa County are in the 107th. Jim and Sheboygan, I noticed they had felt pens at the polling places yesterday. I used my ballpoint pen, left my pen, and kept the felt pen, took it with me. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what we did. We used ballpoint pens as well. We did not use the, like, they weren't Sharpies, but what are they called? I forget, the little flare markers. Yeah, we didn't use those either. Joe and Wolverine, we are in it to win it and spin it. Agrees 100%. You know, one of the things I think that we're looking at is the facts that this was a learning process for many of us. Rod Wheeler, if you're listening, I don't know what happened in your race down there in Lake County. Can you let us know what happened there? One of the things that I think we're looking at is the process of what this did to us as a radio family, as a network of patriots going forward. For me, this absolutely motivates me to beat them next time. We know how to win. We know what it takes to win. Oh, shoot. Kim says Rod lost. Son of a gun. Dang it. I really wanted him to win that race. But that's okay. Just more motivation for next time. Because when you run and you lose, you learn what you did wrong. I should have done this. I should have done that. Yes. You go over it in your mind over and over and over and over again. Because this process is something that we will learn from. It will make us stronger. And we will do better next time. And I know it sounds like an optimistic message, but it's the truth, people. When you lose, you learn. When you learn, if you're smart enough, you figure it out. You make changes and you do it better next time. And the thing of it is that you have to understand, this is the day after the election. It's painful. Josh Saul is without a job this morning. He quit months in hospital as an accountant to run against Bergman. He doesn't have a job to go to this morning. He's got to get out there and either start a business or go to work for a major corporation as an accountant. With his resume, he won't have a problem. You have to understand that while in mourning today, which is painful, you grow as a person. We as a radio family need to grow together over these losses. You need to understand that this is not going to be a problem going forward. When we learn from these mistakes and we work to make sure we don't repeat them, we're going to figure out a way to raise the money for our candidates. We're going to do this together as a team. We will absolutely overcome and grow from this experience. We will have some victories in November. I guarantee that. What we're going to do in the Onaway School District is just the tip of the iceberg. We are going to run a very successful campaign. We are going to get out the vote. We are going to have the funding. We are going to have the signs. We're going to have the cards. We're going to get the messaging out there. The absolute slated candidates, remember I said this to you, Black Pepper. It's going to happen. And the progressive socialist woke agenda individuals in that school district are going to give up. Because we will soundly defeat them and we will go even farther than the previous board did. Because they want to do what's right for the kids. They want to get rid of that woke agenda crap that's been going on for decades over there. They're going to improve their test scores. The kids are going to learn. They're going to be excited. They're going to be given educational opportunities they've never had before. It's going to be a great day in the Onaway School District. And we're doing it in other places as well, people. See, you have to understand that you have to have a vision. You have to have a message. Then you put your team together and you execute. And that's what we're going to do. Now, meanwhile, we're stuck with these candidates for another 2 years in the House. County commissioners, county clerks, stuck with them for 4 years. That's okay. We'll get them next time. Meanwhile, while they're in office, we're going to hold them accountable. You don't think I'm going to stop? You think I'm actually going to stop watching Cam Cavett's voting record, the bills that he sponsors? You honestly think that? You honestly think that I'm not going to follow Parker Fairburn's voting record like a hawk? Oh, you bet I am. I will be their worst nightmare. If they don't vote conservative, if they don't introduce legislation that is what we the people want for this district, these districts, 106, 107th, you're going to know about it. When they go to their little coffee hours, when they hold their little meetings, you guys are going to call them out on it. Why? Because you'll be informed, engaged. You're going to understand exactly what they're doing down there in Lansing. And man, are they going to hate it. Well, too bad, so sad. You wanted the job. You got it. Now you're going to be accountable to us, the people. We're going to do this, people. We are going to do this. And I know it's painful today. This show today has been so painful on my heart. I feel so bad for these candidates. God knows we did everything we could to get the message out, to get the people to vote for them, but we failed. It's okay. When I got that text message early this morning, thank you, James Hogue, for sending me that, because you motivated me like you have no idea. 2026, it's coming. Faster than you think, people. But first, we're going to get through November 5th of 2024. We are going to absolutely win this. We are going to do everything we can to make sure Donald Trump wins the state of Michigan. We're going to make sure Lisa Slotkin does not win the U.S. Senate seat for the next 30 years. We're going to get the majority back in the House in Lansing, and we are going to turn Gretchen Whitmer into a lame duck. Her last two years of her governorship, lame duck governor, you may as well start running for president January of 2025 after Kamala Harris loses to Donald Trump. It's going to be a battle, folks. Nothing is guaranteed. It's going to take work. But we're going to inform and engage the public. Now, that brings me up to the 9/11/11 cards. We have them in stock. Talking about the November 5th election, vote intellectually, not emotionally. $25 donation, the postage went up. $25 donation to our website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on the donate button, donate $25. We will send you 100 of these cards. You need to get them out to 100 of your friends, contacts, people you come in contact with. Have them look at the 11 questions and then share it with 11 people. It will help us win in November the state of Michigan for President Trump. And all of the down ballot ticket people. We have them in stock. We're going to ship them out to you. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Tom and Karen Curtis over at Curtis Gunsmithing, 9996 Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. They have the 9/11 cards in stock there in the store. You can stop by, pick up some ammo, look at his inventory of guns. As a matter of fact, take your old firearm that you're not using anymore, take it into him, and have Tom give you an appraisal as to what it's worth, whether he wants to buy it outright from you or trade it in against another firearm, and get your cards from them. I'm going to ship them up a couple more hundreds of these cards to pass out. It's game on, folks. November 5th is there, and people need to vote intellectually, not emotionally. There's 11 questions on these cards that will absolutely make people think about who to vote for come November 5th. I believe it will help Donald Trump win the state of Michigan, get the Republican majority back in the House in Lansing, and send Gretchen Whitmer packing her last 2 years as governor. Nothing would give me more pleasure than to send her packing as a lame duck. Get out of Michigan, run for president in 2028. And it all starts with informing and engaging and educating the public. That's what these cards will do. Again, go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Donate $25. I got a package, a padded envelope. The postage has gone up at the post office. We'll ship it to you directly to your house, your business. Just give these 100 cards out. Pumping gas at a gas station. You see a guy next to you? Hand him a card. Here, read these 11 questions over and share it with 11 people. Have them do the same thing. Thanks. Have a great day. Mike the clerk in Mansalona Township Village last night had one of our cards on his desk. I'm like, nice card. Where'd you get it? He said, I don't know. A buddy gave it to me. Look on the back. Who made it up? Antrim County Conservative Union. There it is, baby. A clerk in Mansalona, Michigan, had it on his desk. I said, what do you do with it? He goes, everybody comes visit me in my office. I show it to them. I have them read it. I said, you want more? He goes, more what? And I go, you want more cards? We're the ones that made those up. Absolutely. So I'm going to get Mike some over in Mansalona. Great guy. Great learning experience last night working with him and the election workers of Mansalona. Great people. Good job, Mansalona. They got two precincts over there. Part of the township and the village, then the rest of the township. The whole map is screwed up. Why can't they just make it one? Well, it's because they got a village and a township. It's a long story, but we got through it. Bottom line is this, folks. We have just begun. Those losses that we experience as a radio family, we are all grieving today. It's like we're going to funerals for each other. It's okay. It's okay. You have to grieve. You got to get out there and pick up those signs. That's what I'm going to be doing this afternoon. It's okay. But it will make you stronger. And when you learn that you didn't do this time, you'll do it next time. And by the way, by being on the ballot, you got name recognition. That's worth thousands of dollars in future runs when you run. Absolutely worth it. Again, I know it's painful. I've been there. I've experienced it myself. The most painful experience I had was 2010. But that's what got me involved in radio. That's what got me involved in growing this radio family. The pain of that loss, the amount of financial loss that we had, it's okay. It's coming back. Going forward, we're going to do better. In the meantime, we're going to be holding these people accountable. That's our job. They wanted to win at all costs, running these despicable attack campaigns against our opponents. Well, guess what? You guys own it now. You won it. Fair and square. You beat us. But we're going to hold you accountable. And we're going to be watching you like a hawk. Because we're not going anywhere, people. We're going to get stronger. Just remember that. The pain of these losses. Jeff says, man, I'm so upset I could cry. No, no, no. I'm going to smack you right across the face right now, Jeff. Smack. Don't you dare cry. You get stronger, brother. We will win next time. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. Enjoy the music on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. Elect Smallenberg.